We're going to go now to part two and look at our second pair of shows. But let's start by looking at Mallory Marder. Becky, I'm sure you've got a lot to share with us on this, but I'm going to tempt fate and ask a question. It may not be answered, but it's striking that one of the Yale photographers, one of the group of women who emerged on the scene in the 90s from the Yale MFA program with very big, very glossy, very framed, defiantly not pictures for a book kind of photography, at the same sort of time as the sort of new wave of German photographers. It's very striking, I think, that in this show, with her first with the new gallery, that we get a salon hang of works that are printed, not framed, and printed at different sizes, and also a copy of the book that they service, Anatomy, or rather, the book project that brings many of them together. What is going on, do we think, with the installation and the scale of these works?
Yeah, I was wondering about that too. I definitely noticed that first. It was the hanging was more akin to someone like Wolfgang Tillmann's, which seemed like such a far out comparison in terms of the content of the work. So I sort of wondered why it was hung that way. I think I'm still wondering. When you have more documentary style photography, you normally have a more traditional hanging because the point is something more akin to journalism than Wolfgang Tillmann's project. So I'm still wondering. I think there was a attempt for a kind of casualness, maybe a kind of informality, that I don't know how much that contributed to my empathy with the subject of the work or my understanding of the story.
Because that informality is somewhat belied, isn't it, by the sort of finesse and formality of the actual way these Dutch prostitutes are photographed. What was your visceral response to the show? What could you make of it? What did you feel about it?
Me?
Yes, you.
I mean, it's a very intense thing to see. I mean, I think that looking at images of sex workers is very, very powerful. I mean, I think that you have a sort of conflicting emotion where you're sort of reacting to the taboo of it in a certain way. And in reading more about her work, she started out photographing her friends and family in sort of provocative sexual arrangements. So I think she's always sort of dealing with this idea of taboo and trying to sort of implicate the viewer in terms of how we're reacting. Do we identify with the subjects? Are we sort of judging them in some way? So I found myself sort of trying to empathize with them, trying to imagine their lives, but sort of having trouble doing so, I think, because I was thinking more about their relationships with the photographer, and I felt like that was the dynamic that I really wanted to know more about.
Yes, I think that's the key thing. Raphael, do you feel that she brought these women into her work or that she took her lens into their world? Which
it was really hard for me to discern what the intention of this work was. On the one hand, there are these allusions to art history and they're very formalized in terms of the color and composition. And so then that seems to go against the documentary aspect of it. And it also, is she somehow trying to empower or give space to these sex workers? And there's a lot, reading the, I was trying not to be influenced or argue with press releases, but sometimes it's hard not to. And so they made a point about her repeatedly going to these, to the brothels and learning, having some kind of relationship, not the kind of intimate relationship she had with her previous subjects. But I felt I was puzzled or wondering, asking myself why she only chose to photograph them at their place of work, apparently. And if she is in fact, if the work is in fact trying to sort of reveal the humanity or the truth behind the sex industry, and at least in Holland, and treat these subjects as complete beings and not simply sex workers, why limit it to this one place? And I mean, the whole question, I think also Ken Johnson in his review in the Times brought that up, like, what is her relationship to the subjects? And I guess also thinking about how, I was thinking about the previous show I'd seen at that gallery by Laurel Nakadate. And in that work, it's, you're very aware of the negotiations or relationship between the artist and the subject, and that is kind of the subject of the work. And I wondered here, like, did they do this for free? Did she have to pay for their time? I mean, there are a lot of unanswered questions that somehow seem worth asking here.
Yes. There's a real level of remove, I feel like, in them. It doesn't seem like she's a friend. They feel very staged. You don't, as a viewer, I don't really feel let in. So I was feeling that way too.
It comes in the same season as Philip Lorca de Korsch's show at David Zwirner Gallery, where part of the title of each work, the conceptual underpinning of the work is that each rent boy was paid for his time. Art or anthropology, Dennis?
I think it's definitely art. And one of the reasons I asked, this was on my list of shows that I wanted to review even before I saw it. I saw it on the gallery's website. And not because I was drawn to it so much as I thought it would make a really interesting discussion. And my initial feeling was, especially about my own maleness and gender, and trying to figure out what she was trying to elicit, particularly because her earlier work was very eroticized. And I thought it was the nudity, the bodies were mostly young, well-toned, the situations were very eroticized situations. I almost felt like she was trying to engage my fantasies as a male or as a viewer in these pictures. And these are just like so much the opposite. I don't think there was one body in there that seemed at all appealing or eroticized, even though the situation is supposedly, you know, a part of eroticization. And they all seemed of a totally different class. They all seemed like of a sort of lower class origin. So I thought that there was definitely like a real kind of class examination in these. And it kind of reminded me about the whole, I know it sounds really silly, but the whole Manet Olympia thing about how the Olympia was so controversial because they were trying to read class into the body of the prostitute, and that the role of prostitution in 19th century France was supposed to be about subverting this idea of class, that the women were pretending to be, you know, courtesans, as opposed to just streetwalkers. And so I just was puzzled by how she was trying to engage me emotionally. Plus, I thought that these were like some of the saddest paintings or photographs that, as a group, that I'd ever seen. There was like, it just seemed grim. It really made me want to slit my wrists, kind of.
It seemed to me that the grimness was of a very strange itself of a strange and contrived order, because actually the poses are, it's as if she really is a John, because all of them are posing for her as artworks. All of them are adopting either classical poses or Renaissance poses. The lighting is very kind of has a kind of sickly luxury to it, which is really, I won't claim to be a connoisseur of Dutch brothels necessarily, but the actual banality, the bathos of a contemporary place of prostitution is completely lost in, even though they are these women's actual workplace, the lighting and the textures and the mood elicited couldn't be further from the kind of pathetic efficiency of Northern European standardized sex industry. Furthermore, the women in these photographs, when they do meet specific male fantasies, are meeting a highly specialized fetishes. And none of the women here are doing that. None of the women are in kinky dress at all.
One
or two, but most of them, they are skin pics in Renaissance or Angra-esque poses, which one has an overwhelming sense that the women would have been tutored in by this Yaley with her camera. So therefore, it seems a very strange phenomenon. Why not just get models or out-of-work actors to do it for her? Is there any, I mean, it's clearly we're establishing it's art, not anthropology. So therefore, what is the value that's coming across from her having actually engaged these women with these bodies, do we think?
I think it's to ask this question. And I mean, this is why I was sort of fascinated with it, because it just made you ask questions all the time and made you like so aware of what it was not, and so aware of there wasn't even a pretense not just in the bodies, but in the eroticization of the gaze of the women. They look just either bored or trapped or, you know, it's just that they just did not look happy with their lives. They didn't look like, I'm happy to be a prostitute. It's like, oh God, I have to do this. You know, I've got kids to feed at home or something like that. It was just really...
But they didn't have the grim resignation of somebody who's going to work to do a job that's going to be messy and tiring that you would get in, say, a nurse or a firefighter, but you know they don't look like contemporary Dutch sex workers. They look like a group of women, many of them not in the best shape, who've been enlisted for an art project.
I mean, I think that it's that I agree partially and disagree partially with what Dennis is saying, because I think that they almost, there's a sort of emptiness emotionally to the images, I feel like. So I don't so much feel like they're upset that they're prostitutes, or I don't feel pity exactly. I almost, there's almost a barrier, there's a sort of detachment from feeling emotion at all because of the kind of stagedness in the kind of mediation that seems to be happening, and we don't quite know what that is or the terms of that mediation. So it's hard to relate on a personal level. Other sort of documentary, I think that I saw a film about prostitutes in India, and I've seen other, you know, images of sex trades in various countries, and you know, it's raunchy, it's dirty, there's all kinds of things going on that you don't see in these images. And I think that's a good point that David made, that they practically feel like they could be staged sex workers in a certain way. I mean, I trust that they really are, but there's a sort of that quality.
You should never trust.
Never trust, no. A final word, Raphael, or shall we move on to Morris?
Yeah, I mean, another question, the subject prostitution, as you pointed out, has been a core central obsession with artists and writers for, you know, since the at least since the middle of the 19th century. It's sort of the, you know, a classic motif.
The undertaste, yes.
Yeah, and Baudelaire and up to Jean-Luc Godard, who has a similar obsession with prostitution. So one question is, is it possible to bring something new to this subject? Has she done that? I don't know.
One wants a woman artist to do so, because in fact it goes beyond Godard to Lars von Trier. I mean, people making art movies in Europe just never tire of the whorehouse. But one would hope that a younger American woman would just bring some intelligence and sensibility to bear. And perhaps the feeling here is that maybe.
Well, there's no action in a way. I guess I'm thinking of those references and the differences, and there's such a stillness to the images that it's hard to tell how to position them.
Well, and also it's what they're not. I mean, I just constantly am hit up upon the head about what they are not being, especially when you see her earlier pictures, which was so much about, you know, these eroticization, and yet these bodies are like real bodies. I mean, they're, you know, unmistakably, you know, real. They're not fantasy bodies. They're not, you know, bodies. They're just like there's something like so everyday. And I think the fact that she's a woman and depicting, like taking all of that fantasy away from prostitution, I think is an important, you know, component of the work.
But the melancholy of the prostitute is itself a fantasy. That's the thing. Because, yes, some prostitutes are going to suffer from depression and feel melancholy, but to have, like, this many photographs of women who look like very, very pensive, classically pensive, like Dürer's Melancholia almost, and the, you know, the book takes its title from Burton, The Anatomy of Melancholy. So it's more about Burton than it is about sex workers. That it seems that they are stage directed clearly to fulfill a fantasy or an image. Image is a better word because fantasy is too loaded in relation to paying a prostitute. But if there's an a priori image in the mind of, or the heart of Mallory Marder, which is a kind of almost operatic sense of melancholy. And that's what seems very weird to impose rather than allow to emerge from the subjects themselves. The subjects are objects. That's the bottom line, isn't it?
I was imagining them sort of laughing about this whole process afterwards, you know, something like this, or yeah. How it seemed like there was maybe,
well,
I don't know.
I hope she paid them at least as well as de Korsche paid his guys out on the streets of LA. So let's.
That's why we're so sad.
Yeah.